Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Thank you for joining the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston, and I am thrilled that we're going to be talking today about ways to mitigate COVID-19 and bacterial infections in our community. I have as my guest today, Mr. Gerald Baptiste Jr. He is president and CEO of Eagle Eye Resources. Mr. Baptiste founded Eagle Eye Resources, also known as EER, in 2013, and it is a New Orleans-based company that provides commercial and residential construction, historic preservation, facility maintenance, and custodial services. He is also a New Orleans native. And he was a star football player in high school and in college, where he sharpened his leadership skills and work ethic. Fresh out of college in 2011, he delved into our entrepreneurship and founded EER. He created this full-service real estate development organization that grew into a seven-figure grossing company in just 2 years, managing about 35 to 45 full and part-time employees. Baptiste is a self-taught businessman who is a disciplined reader and researcher. You know I like that. He has drive, commitment, time management, competitiveness, and self-confidence. And all of those characteristics are the attributes that made Mr. Baptiste a great athlete and has made him an even better businessman. He is currently heading the development, management, and construction of $4 million in commercial projects. Mr. Baptiste is especially interested in community development and revitalization and is committed to ensuring that EER is attuned to the community's needs. He focuses on maintaining a great deal of historic character in the houses EER renovates. Two of the homes that EER has recently renovated have been featured in Preservation Resource Center of New Orleans for the dynamic restoration of the century-old homes. Mr. Baptiste remains devoted to giving back in his spare time and mentors eighth grade boys with Silverback Society and is a motivational speaker and coach. Welcome, Gerald. I'm so happy to have you here with me today.
Thank you. I'm blessed to be on your platform, and I'm glad to be able to have my presence on your platform and to speak with your following.
Thank you. And before we dive into this product that you have that helps mitigate COVID-19 and bacterial infections, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background? I love New Orleans. I'm a Texan, and I had an aunt who lived in New Orleans that we go and visit every summer. And So tell us a little bit about yourself and all about your background and how you ended up founding Eagle Eye Resources.
Yeah, sure thing. As you briefly stated, I'm a New Orleans native. I played sports. I attended a school that was known for not only athletics, but we were known as a great academic school here in New Orleans. And New Orleans, we have this culture of you either try and get your kid in one of the great public schools or you either pay for private school. And I was one of those kids that went to one of those great public schools. And I can't, praise that high school enough for some of the great model citizens that has walked those walls and entered, adulthood and are doing great things in their adulthood. So when I was leaving high school, I had to make a decision if I wanted to, you know, go to school in state or go to school out of state. And I wanted to, you know, venture off. I wanted to, you know, go outside of what was considered my comfort zone. So I went to the University of Southern Mississippi. I was there to play sports as well as get a degree. And, you know, everybody that hears my story, my entrepreneur story, they always ask the question of, you know, what's your degree in? Well, my degree is actually in sports medicine. I'm a science guy. I originally wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon. And, you know, as many college students, we all go through these different changes as we, you know, mature through college. And you know, some people change their degrees and stuff like that. Well, I opted to get the degree that I had because I started having some success in sports. And, you know, high school coach was telling me, hey, man, the Raiders are sending me stuff for me to fill out on you. And, you know, I had agents calling me and stuff like that. So, you know, I thought it was really going to be a thing for me. Well, you know, things set in as far as injuries and stuff like, and I had to make a grown-up decision, you know, and I was fortunate to have some mentors, which is one of the reasons why I'm an avid mentor, because I have still have people who influence my decisions in my life and who wants me to succeed. So it's only right that I, you know, turn around and give those same qualities and attributes back to mentees. And that mentor, he sat me down and was like, you know, look, how much money does the average rookie salary, I mean, the average rookie in the NFL make? And at that time, it was like $375,000. Yep. And I'm at this mentor's house. And he told me basically, well, look, man, here's a check. He showed me a check. He went into his office desk, showed me a check for $375,000. And he was like, look, I make the decisions. I'm the boss. I hire people, which means I'm affecting their livelihoods. And, you know, I don't have a cap. I can do this 20 million times again if I want to. So from there, I, again, like you said, I'm an avid reader, avid researcher, self-taught in a lot of ways and a lot of concepts. And I started doing some research. I knew I had good credit because through college, that was one of the things that I always protected. You know, I learned from those who come before me. So I would hear the horror stories of people with bad credit. So I made sure, you know, I stayed on top of those things. And I went into about five or six different banks. I knew I had a plan and I had a vision and I knew where I wanted to go. That vision ultimately was to get into real estate development, but I had to find my barrier to entry. So my entryway was disinfecting and cleaning commercial facilities. My first business was actually a Janie King franchise. And I was able to learn from that franchise concept, the do's and don'ts, ways to really service the client, it was time for me to move on, being that, you know, the leadership didn't support the vision that I had for myself or for, you know, my organization and where I wanted to go. So I created Eagle Eye Resources, which was a vertically integrated development organization that offers development services, construction services, as well as facilities, being, you know, facility maintenance and janitorial services. We pride ourselves on being a one-stop shop for all your commercial real estate needs. And we do that by creating sustainable environments. So a lot of times when I tell people when they're dealing with us, EER, you're actually getting a community partner, not just a vendor. You're getting a community partner that understands the community concept. And we also understand the building envelope, be it a 100-year-old building or a 4-day-old building. So that was my dream. I'm living my dream and I'm continuing to grow that dream and make it come to fruition. We have large goals. We want to create, you know, sustainable environments all over the globe, incorporating, you know, green technology and new ways to build and better ways to keep, you know, people who inhabit these facilities healthier, keep them safe. And yeah, that's where I am now.
Wow, fantastic story. And to hear the value that conversation had with that you had with your mentor, you know, we never really understand how much mentorship makes an impact on our lives, right?
Yes,
and
indeed.
That's why it's so important to have mentors as well as be more mentors, because that one conversation really changed the trajectory of your life, especially when you look at where you thought you were going, and then here you go in another direction that has been very fulfilling and satisfying for you. So tell us about this product that you have, and educate us on what it is and how it could be valuable.
Yeah, most definitely. So as I told you, our motto is we create sustainable environments. And part of creating a sustainable environment is making sure that the environment is healthy. And, you know, with everything that's going on right now with COVID-19 and the spread of the flu and, you know, different bacterial infections or fungal infections, I'm searching for a solution to this thing. Like everybody else, when COVID-19 hit the airwaves and everybody was, you know, shutting down and, you know, everybody was, you know, becoming recluse into their respective spaces, I wanted to figure out a solution. You know, I wanted to figure out how to, you know, return consumer confidence. And across a technology through some of my contacts and relationships. And as I told you, I'm a science guy. So when I came across this technology, I went to, you know, researching it, finding out, you know, how it works, who created the technology, who was using it. And some of the things that I found was that NASA actually created this technology. NASA was using this technology on their astronauts when they would come back into their living quarters from either working on satellites or visiting, you know, out of space. And in case those guys may have, you know, touched something or something may have, you know, just flown onto their bodysuits, they will walk into like a chamber that possessed the technology that I'm going to introduce to you in a second. And it would basically sanitize their suits as well as the air around them, you know, ensuring that they don't bring in anything to, you know, their fellow astronauts or themselves. So this technology, it's called photocatalytic oxidation. It's in the form of an air purifier. And this air purifier, it not only sanitizes the air, it also sanitizes flat surfaces. So I know we have been doing tons of disinfecting services where we would go in, we would spray everything in sight. You still have to have dry time. If you have, you know, paintings on the walls or anything like that, that can't really get wet. So this was a better approach and more aggressive approach, because you can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't smell it. It doesn't have any dry time or anything of that nature. It's all based off science. It, you know, you plug it right into a wall. We have different models. For some of my fellow folks out there who may participate in Uber or Lyft driving, we even have one that you can sit in a cup holder. You know, you're bringing in people in and out of your vehicle that, you know, from any walk of life that you may not know. And you don't know, you know, if they have the flu, you don't know if they just have the common cold, you don't know if they have COVID-19. And this is one way to protect yourself. We have units that you can, you know, standalone units that can go inside of the home. We have standalone units that can go inside of the office, inside of commercial buildings. And we also have a commercial HVAC unit that a licensed contractor can actually go in and install into your HVAC ducts. It uses the photocatalytic oxidation component, and it's coupled with UV lighting. And when you couple those two and those ions are starting to circulate around the room, it's almost as if when, you know how, when COVID or swine flu first came out or first was, you know, released to us, the first thing they said was, listen, wash your hands for 20 to 30 seconds. So imagine when you're washing your hands for 20 to 30 seconds and that soap is basically destroying the outer cell wall of that virus or pathogen that you may have on your hand. Well, this machine does the same thing to the air as well as flat surfaces. It's almost as if the air is being hand washed or sanitized without us even knowing it. And it also sanitizes flat surfaces. So as this machine begins to work inside of your home or inside of your office, if anyone was to come in, if they were to sneeze, if they were to cough, you know, because everything works on, you know, electrons off of charges, whether it's positive or negative, these ions actively seek out these negative and positive charges. It actually wants to go and eliminate these different pathogens. And it eliminates odors, fungus, virus, as well as bacteria. It's all testable. We can come in and test your current state with ATP testing. And then we could come back 24 hours later after one of these machines have been in that space and retest again and show you how well this is working. There's been tests done on Kansas State University that reveal, you know, different test results. The lowest result for a pathogen was 98.3, I want to say. And that was just after 24 hours. So as you begin to let this thing work over time, it becomes more and more aggressive and it's better. It's absolutely, it's not harmful to us. There is a more aggressive setting that you can turn the dial up. And when you turn that dial up, then you have to exit the building because it's just a little bit too aggressive for us to stay inside with it. And then when you return, you can turn it back down to the setting for to be in the room with it as well. So when I came across this technology, I was like, oh man, this is how we're going to get back to eating in restaurants. This is how we're going to get back into the hospital safely. This is how we're going to be able to go attend our concerts again, you know, and I just saw a solution, you know, and I knew this could return consumer confidence because not all of us are going to be pro-vaccine. You know, I'm one of those guys. I'm a natural. I believe in natural, you know, medicine and things of that nature. And I, you know, I'm a believer of it. In my office, I have it in my home. And I think this is the way to go. Like, I think, you know, me being a developer, I'm incorporating these type of things into my builds now, you know, especially the HVAC units, because with those, it's very low maintenance. With all of the machines, it's very low maintenance. You only have to, you know, change out the cell every 2 to 3 years, which, you know, they are very, very affordable. So in regards to the whole maintenance piece, you really don't have that worry. Another great thing about the HVAC unit is that it cycles on and off with your HVAC cycles. So just to give, I mean, of course, we all know when our thermostat is set on 72 and that temperature rises to 78, what happens? The HVAC system kicks on and say, hey, I got to get this space back to 72. So imagine if you have one of these machines and this machine is cycling through that HVAC cycle and is pumping these ions through your vents. So anywhere there is a vent, this ion is seeping through that vent and looking for pathogens to eliminate and to neutralize. The thing about my machine compared to a HEPA filter machine, because you can buy HEPA filters that you can put into your HVAC filtration system. Well, those filters, they only catch pathogens that are 0.3 microns. Anything larger than 0.3 micron, it'll catch. Anything smaller than 0.3 microns, it misses. Well, guess what? Coronavirus is 0.1 microns. So even if you did put a preventive measure in place, it's not well enough equipped to combat this certain pathogen. Well, my machine attacks 0.1 microns because it doesn't have to pass through a filter. We actually are putting ions into the atmosphere designed to attack pathogens.
So let me ask you this. How long has this technology been in existence? And how many, have there been any studies shown of how many organizations or institutions or homes are using this technology right now and what the success rate is?
Great question. So to answer your question, the answer is yes. As I stated earlier, NASA developed this technology. And you know, anytime NASA develops something, us citizens, we don't get it to 50, 60 years later. So the technology has been around for a very, very long time. It has continued to be improved on. The University of Louisville, they've been using it for years. You know, I don't know if they were just keeping the secret, you know. Actually, the factory is in Illinois, so it's made here in America. And I know the University of Kansas is using it. Some of my larger clients who've been purchasing from us have been school systems, hospitals, restaurants, workout gyms, places where we congregate and, you know, may sweat or may cough or do whatever we may do. Those have been, you know, a lot of the large clients. There's also been studies done in universities. As I quoted earlier, Kansas State, they did their own study where they actually bring in different pathogens and then came in with the machinery and then took another sample 24 hours later, and the results were phenomenal. As I stated earlier, I think it was E. coli was at like 98.5% eradication, you know, almost 100%. So, you know, it attacks E. coli, staph infection, which, you know, I could remember being an athlete at USM in our locker rooms, you know, college sports, staph infection, it runs rampant in yes. college sport, you know, and this is, you know, one way that sports and athletic departments have been combating that bacteria.
So how would our audience, if they're interested in, you know, bringing this type of technology or resource to their church or organization or school or business, how would they get more information about it?
They can visit our website and contact us via the website. Our website is www.eeresources.biz. That's two E's, the word resources.biz. They can also contact our office at 504-233-3173. You can also send us an email at info@eeresources.biz. We're also on social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, Gerald Baptiste Jr. So there are multiple ways that you guys can contact us. And glad to answer any questions, or myself folks will answer any questions that you may have. The machines are very, very affordable. And again, I'm a believer in it. My mom, she has them. She's waiting on hers, actually. She called me like every week asking where it is. And because, you know, when this whole COVID thing, you know, dropped, it like the sales went through the roof. You know, we're running a 6 to 8 week lead time currently. So yeah, I mean, contact us, get your orders in. And yeah, I'll be glad to assist in any way we can.
Sounds great. So do you have any other suggestions for our audience who want us may be safe and healthy during this time of COVID, of the pandemic, as well as other issues, health issues that we have here in our communities?
Yeah. The EPA has been quoted saying that the indoor air quality is 50 times more likely to get us sick. So we should all consciously be thinking about how to improve our air quality. We already were spending 90% of our time inside. Now with COVID, it's probably like 98% of the time inside. So, you know, be it, you know, my technology or some other form of technology, go out and do some research, protect yourself, protect your family. We don't have to be, you know, opposite charge magnets to where we don't want to come together and stuff like that. There are solutions out there. And take care of your health, you know, take your vitamins, take your zinc, you know, and stay healthy. Health is wealth.
Thank you so much, Gerald. It's been a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for telling us all about this new product and helping us to keep our environments clean and safe so that we can continue living health, safe and abundant lives. Thank you so much. Look forward to having you again.
Sure thing. Thank you for having me.
Hi, I have Gerald Baptiste here, and he is president and CEO of Eagle Eye Resources. Welcome, Gerald.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, yeah, so this is our segment where we provide students strategies for college success, and we know that you were a college athlete, and tell us all about the school you attended, what your major or majors were, and give us that one piece of advice that you would give students to ensure their success in college.
Yeah. So to ensure success to college, man, that's a great one. So I attended the University of Mississippi. I was a student athlete. I was a pre-med guy initially. Which basically meant that I had no social life initially. And, you know, part of college is, you know, the social aspect of it. You know, those experiences in college really shape who we are and who we become. And, you know, I had to really stay focused and really hone in. I had to find that balance. And if I can give anyone some advice on successfully succeeding in college, is finding balance and knowing how to discipline oneself. Because when you leave high school, everything is structured. You got to get there at 8 a.m. You know, you're there till 3 p.m. Mom, dad, sister, brother, somebody around you or a coach is around you telling you where you have to be and how you need to be there and how to respond to certain situations. Well, in this case, it doesn't happen like that. In college, you know, you have to be one that hold yourself accountable and hold yourself to be disciplined. And that was one thing that I had to, I guess you could say, master initially, you know. And I would say, know who you are, know what you need to succeed. If that's study hall hours and you need to, you know, mandate for yourself, do it and make sure you stick to it. You know, and I actually studied sports medicine in school. Initially, I wanted to stay around sports and things of that nature. And I got into, you know, real estate and servicing real estate assets. And I thought I was going to be a football player. But the greatest thing for me now is actually having football players that, you know, are professional athletes investing on my deals, actually making them richer and wealthier. I'm also teaching them how to become, you know, wealthy after they get done playing the game and maintaining their wealth that they come into. So, you know, I always tell people my calling wasn't really playing a sport. It's more so teaching the guys playing a sport how to phase into a different sport, which is, you know, the game of life, as well as how to maintain their wealth and things of that nature.
Well, thank you so much for that advice. So students, Mr. Baptiste says, find a way to have balance while you're attending college. And also, you've got to learn how to discipline yourself, because discipline is going to ensure your success. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
No problem.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Tarion Gully, theme song. NADWORKS, digital support. And of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms.
Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.